We're joined by the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, Steve Burness. And Steve, there is a holiday gift card scam going on. Tell us how you can avoid being a victim.
Well, good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, gift card scams are around, especially this time of the year. We're seeing a lot more of gift card scams. So be careful, who you're giving them to. And where they're coming from as well. Gift card scams, if you have to pay for it in any way, you know, for items, like a scammer calls you up and says you have to pay by gift card, that's the tip off to rip off, Bob. Nobody, you know, calls you up and asks you to pay by gift card. And of course, we're seeing now across the country where the scammers go into the stores, they take them out of the store, they bring them home, they open them up, and they cut the code off. And then they put the cards back in the store, and the code is what they need to get the money. So when you're buying these cards, make sure you feel in the jacket that they're full, like a size of a credit card, not cut in any way, Bob.
Yeah, make sure nothing is missing. Also, there are these apps, for example, a Santa app let's say you better check it twice and make sure nobody's naughty and everybody's nice. What's the story on that?
Exactly. There's a lot of apps out there, especially targeted towards kids at the holiday season, Bob. You know, you can talk to Santa or look at the reindeers or whatever it may be. However, we're asking parents, before permitting your child, you know, to download these apps, it is essential to understand the data they collect and, you know, and the permission settings itself. So your parents need to go over the privacy policies and seeing, you know, what permission you give this app to do to collect data, what they can do with the data. And there's usually, you know, parental controls on this too. So I think parents need to get involved. And some apps cost money as well. And, you know, read the reviews, because sometimes these apps can be from bad businesses that take advantage of the children in terms of their data collections.
If you go to the Better Business Bureau website, it's BBB.org, you can see the list of the 12 scams of Christmas. We don't have time to go over all of them here, but what are the ones that are most prevalent, Steve?
Well, Bob, thanks. The misleading social media ads, I think that's one of the ones that we see a lot more of. You know, you click on an ad and look at it, and then all of a sudden, like a day later, it follows you around. You see that ads pop up. So you got to find out who they're coming from before clicking on those ads, because, you know, one point, as we talked about before, 65% of the consumers had no intention of buying the product that morning. So it speaks volumes that you got to do the checking of the company. And then there's a lot of fake text that you've been hacked going out there now. And that's the urgency. You got to click this link. So your account has been hacked. You got to fix it right now, or you can lose your money. Click here, and that's what the scammer wants. And they want you to act quickly. And number seven on our list is lookalike websites. I mean, we're seeing a lot more on the holidays, Bob. Lookalike websites of well-known retailers and making you think that you're dealing with somebody and you're not. So be careful of the URL, because there's a lot of fraudulent counterfeit sites out there. And number 12 on our list is puppy scams. And we talked about this before, but we're seeing an increase in puppy scams. If you're buying a puppy online, make sure it's from a breeder you know and trust, and see the dog. Talk to the breeder. And most fraudulent ads or fraudulent scammers don't want to meet you, and they use any excuse, and they just want your money, Bob.
Yeah, be careful, too, when you hit those QR codes, because sometimes there's a link in there from a scammer, isn't there?
There is, Bob. So a lot of people don't understand the QR codes. It's really a link to get you to a website, and we suggest, the Better Business Bureau suggests, you don't click on links, because you never know where the what website it's going to, unless you know it's coming from a trustworthy person. So if you get a QR code out of the blue, make sure that you don't click on those things, or use your camera to continue on. A scammer can take you to spoof websites that looks real but it isn't. And then they can steal information from you as well, or put spam or malware on your computer. So QR codes are safe if you know who gave it to you and the person who gave it to you, like restaurants and things of that nature. But if you see it on a parking meter somewhere, Bob, or you see it on a flyer advertisement, you got to make sure you know where it's going before you use it.
Before we let you go, Steve, this isn't a scam, but we need to make people aware of this crime, these bank jackings. How does this work?
Well, it's increasing, Bob. A lot of the Chicago police have put out warnings as well. It's when you have the thief, you know, holds you up or grabs your cell phone, demands your passcodes, your banking apps like, you know, Zelle and Venmo, and then they have access to your funds and they quickly send it to their accounts. It's happening quite often. So, you know, a lot of the police stations across the country are recommending that you know, not put the app on and then or not download it and then download it when you need it and then take it off your phone again, because it's getting to a point that these holdups are increasing over the years, not only in Chicago, but all across the country, Bob.
Yeah, holdups overall up around here more than 25%. And there was a bank jacking not too long ago in Streeterville. More at BBB.org, the Better Business Bureau. Steve Burness, thanks as always, Steve.
Have a great day, Bob.
You too.